Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Tuesday, the 30th of May. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. The term U.S. exceptionalism is coming back again over the month of May, with strong performance from both the U.S. dollar and also U.S. equities. Take a look at the DXY. That has been on a strong uptrend and ready to challenge the resistance at 105.90. The most recent rebound in the DXY correlates closely with the rebound in U.S. government bond yields. The rise in selected measures of U.S. inflation expectations and some Fed policymaker comments that they would not rule out further rate hikes likely contribute to the yield rising higher, and thus the move of the U.S. dollar going higher. Moreover, the U.S. data has continued to beat expectations. For example, last week, the U.S. personal income and outlays report showed a pickup in consumption growth in the month of April. Both nominal spending growth and the real spending increase exceeded consensus estimates. Greater spending on both goods as well as services drove the April rise. The upward revision to the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment gauge for May also provided a less pessimistic signal on American consumers. And do not forget, with tight liquidity conditions, fund flow is essentially a zero-sum game. We talked about the recent poor performance in Chinese equities and Chinese assets due to economic data underperforming expectations. That, in turn, hurt the performance of European equities, especially the luxury sector. These have been seen as proxy to China growth. What is needed to change this current dynamics? Well, you will need a change in the narrative, starting with a rise in U.S. growth expectations and the lowering of economic expectations for the rest of the world. Then, the price action may be reversed if data in the rest of the world starts to beat expectations again and U.S. economy underperforms relative to what is expected. This would lead to relative yield moving against the U.S. dollar and outflow from U.S. assets into those in the rest of the world. The key levels to watch out for would be A, the DXY breaking below support at 102.8 and S&P 500 going below 4048. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details on the latest market insights, subscribe to Standard Chartered Money Insights.